USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S. And it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon, according to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots. Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the South. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Navy hospital ship Comfort will be returning to its home port in Norfolk, Virginia.
After more than 3 weeks, the USNS Comfort will be leaving New York City, although I do not have an updated date of departure for you today. This is a sure sign of modest progress in mitigating the virus in the nation's hardest-hit city and is a welcome sign.
The vessel was deployed to help hospitals in New York City. A new poll from Rasmussen Reports shows widespread support for President Trump's newly signed executive order that bans immigration into the United States for 60 days. The order applies for those only seeking permanent residence in the United States and foreign nationals seeking a green card who are outside the United States. 57% of U.S. voters say a halt to immigration is important because of the economic impact due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, 31% are opposed and 13% undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are ready to break out of their homes and play a little golf, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flag sticks are not being touched.
U.S. Navy officials are recommending that Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt, should be reinstated. Admiral Mike Gilday and Acting Secretary of the Navy Jim McPherson both laid out a series of options to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, including the recommendation that Captain Crozier be reinstated as the commanding officer. Esper has asked for additional time to go over the recommendations. The acting Navy Secretary at the time, Thomas Modley, had said Crozier demonstrated extremely poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. Modley resigned after he ridiculed and then apologized to Crozier. Esper said, "We've got to take this one step at a time. We will let the investigation within the Navy conclude itself and then make the judgment." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.